And the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5566. This is also, there is no date on this exactly. It just says in Sivan, because the Rebbe responded to a letter of Yoina Edelkop. He wrote to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe responded on his on the bottom of his letter. Over there, you know, he had a question of one of the slogans and one of the pushes for spreading of Hasidus was Mashiach's answer, because it says that when the Baal Shem Tov went up to the rooms in which Mashiach was, he asked him, when are you going to come? He told him, when your well springs will spread out. He said it to Mashiach. Now, of course, he said it to the Baal Shem Tov. He said, the Mashiach said to the Baal Shem Tov, when your well springs. Now, Baal Shem Tov was not specific Chabad. The Baal Shem Tov was the founder of all of Hasidus. From the Baal Shem Tov, it branched out. So the others were saying that this does not necessarily apply to Chabad. This is really when your wellspring will spread out to the Baal Shem Tov, meaning all the different views within Hasidus, but not specifically Chabad Hasidus. So the Rebbe says like this, explained and a wide understanding in Hasidus to really articulate and to take apart and to delve into it. This is specifically Hasidus Chabad, not the Polish Hasidus. The Hasidus in Poland, they did not delve in as Chabad. So, there are those who normally learn Torah by explanation. Now, you can learn Torah like whether Talmud or anything else. You can learn superficially, just on the surface, go through the material. Or you can get involved to really understanding it. So, the Rebbe says that people who are accustomed to learn Torah with explanation, not just going through the material. So it's understood that also in Hasidus it has to be so. So really, Yafutzu Ma'inesecha Chutzu needs to be in an articulate way, in a way of really getting down to the nitty-gritty. This is something which Chabad Hasidus provides. And the Rebbe also says to look also very well into Hatomim, the second volume on page 56 and on, which explains this topic. And then the Rebbe says, writes to him, that he said to the Rebbe, there are some people that want to give an opinion whether Hasidus is Kabbalah and whether this generation is able to receive that. So the Rebbe says, in order to give an opinion, it's obvious, like in all matters, one that can rule is only who's an expert in this area, in the area of Hasidus, and has occupied himself for many years, diligently, etc. And if not, if he hasn't done it, he hasn't really mastered, or he hasn't been involved, it's not at all his area to give any opinions about it, because what does he know about it? And so he doesn't know, so we shouldn't give an opinion about it. And the Rebbe says this is a foratory from what the Rosh Rabbeinu Osher writes in the Gemara in Baba Kama, chapter 4, Siv Dalet, section 4. Over there he brings down, you know, we have certain rules in the Talmud that the law remains like Shmuel. Shmuel and Rav would always disagree. So the Gemara says that the ruling is like Shmuel when it comes to matters, monetary issues. And when it comes to prohibition, the law is like Rav. Why? because they know that Shmuel was accustomed, he was very particular, he would go down to the depth and he would understand, so he was the better one fit to rule in monasteries, and the same is for Rav in Isuri, prohibition. So over there, the difference is only the one who is more custom, one who's more careful, knows it more particular, is more expert. But in this case, here these people that want to give out an opinion about Hasidus, and that it's Kabbalah, and that not to learn it, things like that, they have no idea about Hasidus. So they shouldn't be giving any opinions about it. And the Rebbe also references the Kuntrus Limud HaChassidus, the booklet that talks about the study of Chassidus. So he asked the Rebbe about whether it's only Chabad who is spreading the wellsprings of Baal Shem Tov. Well, the Rebbe says if you want it in a way to learn it, in a way that you comprehend it and it's really articulated, then you need it's only Chabad. If the second question, to give an opinion whether Chabad is Kabbalah, whether you should learn it or not, the Rebbe said you first have to become knowledgeable in this subject. You can't just give an opinion without really having studied and being involved in it. So, thank you, but no thank you. Don't give no opinions over here. And only one, and the Rebbe brings down also from the Rosh about this idea that only somebody who is proficient and knows the subject matter should be able to give an opinion about the matter.